Hello, welcome back. It is Hard Factor 90 in Food Hurry Put Harcourt. I'm Dial. 9 minutes are gone past 3 p.m. This caution to Ron. Many thanks for staying tuned. Now, very few matters are topping discussions or top on the minds of Nigerians at this moment. No doubt, this year's general elections, which are just a couple of weeks away, is one of the most important things on the minds of Nigerians at the moment. But also on the minds of Nigerians is the suffering that they're having to deal with at this time, especially as that suffering doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to some persons, especially when you try to analyze what's responsible for it. And what suffering am I referring to? I'm referring to the scarcity and astronomical cost of getting PMS or petrol in the country at this time. And it seems that almost everything that has been done or can be done or every logic has been defied as far as resolving this matter is concerned. And individuals, groups, organizations are weighing in on the situation. One of those latest to weigh in on the matter is Pangasin. Now, here's a story from The Guardian. Pangasin urges FG to revoke licenses of marketers holding petrol. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association of Nigeria, Pangasin, has called on the federal government through the management of the Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority, NMDPRA, to revoke the license of all marketers causing artificial scarcity and petrol price hike. Pangasin called on NMDPRA to mobilize all their staff across the country to monitor compliance, stating that anyone found wanting should have their license revoked to serve as deterrent. In a statement yesterday, Pangasin warned that should the collusion go on unchecked, the union would not hesitate to partner with other stakeholders in ensuring that Nigerians are not further exploited. President Sek Gen of Pangasin, Festus Osifo, and the Mumba Okugbawa, in a statement, empathize with Nigerians on the hardship currently faced with the scarcity and drastic hike in the price of petrol, and urged NMDPRA to compel all marketers and retailers to make the product available at approved price. The union said it's following up with its members at NNPC Trading Limited and across various depots and terminals across the country to carry out their functions expeditiously. Now, according to Pangasin's statement, quote, even though we have some good marketers who tend to play by the rules, others who are overbearing have deployed methods of creating artificial scarcities in order to hike the price of the product uncontrollably, as the prices of the product now sells between 185 naira and 650 naira, depending on your location and outlet. From data available to us from our members, there is over 30 days PMS sufficiency in the country. Hence, there is no basis for the current scarcity and hardship that Nigerians are being subjected to. Let's talk about this development for a bit. I'm asking you, in your estimation, from your viewpoint, is the petrol scarcity and price hike a conspiracy? Joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. We're streaming live there, by the way. Number to call much later on, 0700-93093. But joining me via phone for this conversation right now is Aniyetie Udo. Aniyetie Udo is PRO with Pangasin. Aniyetie, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening to you, and thank you for having me.
Great. Let's get right to it then. First question, Aniyetie. Does Pangasin know what is responsible for the scarcity and the price hike as far as PMS in Nigeria is concerned at this time? Because it appears nobody seems to know. Does Pangasin know something the rest of us do not know?
We wish we do. If Pangasin does, for sure, we will not hesitate to call out. All we have now is speculations, and the right information is out there and is shredded with a lot of secrecy as we speak.
Okay, let's attempt some kind of an X-ray. But before I come to the X-ray, I'd like to ask you. So if Pangasin is not sure or does not know, and I'm going by your response just a while ago, why is Pangasin, why is your national president then and your Sec Gen calling for the revocation of licenses of marketers who are selling above the official pump price?
Okay, that's a no-brainer again. When you look at the chain of events that gets petroleum products out into the cars or to the end user, the first set of people is NNPC, which is the sole importer of the product. Then an NPC gets it out by other server route to the end, to the pump. Now, every other person on that line is a marketer. So it's either there are no products on NMPC or the marketers are sabotaging. So if NMPC says there are products, then it's no brainer to say marketer somewhere is doing something wrong. So NMPC either need to revoke their licenses or do something about it.
Okay, so even though you've attempted or you've given some response to the question I was going to ask about the X-Rain just a while ago, but I'll ask nonetheless so you can give maybe a more detailed situation report, if you will. Now, at what stage of the distribution exactly does Pengerson suspect that something is going wrong?
Use the right word, suspect. And we wish for one, people in places, or the people given responsibilities in this country will come up to be accountable. It will really help. Now, I'll explain the process to the extent I can on high level. That way you too can see it the way we see it. For products to come into this country, unfortunately, we don't refine. So for finished products to come in, it has to be processed. And that NMPC does solely. So NMPC brings this product in via the motor vessel. When it comes in, these motor vessels can go into the shallow waters. So they are out there at high sea. Then the daughter vessels, or you call it coastal tankers, go in, get these products. And for them to get these products from the motor vessel, there's a transshipment. So their documentation, their quality checks done, their quantity checks done. So once those are completed by the relevant authorities, then the daughter vessel gets it. And when the product is transferred to the daughter vessel, there's clearance from NMDPRA, and this goes to the designated depot. At the depot, we have the shell tank haulage. It has to settle for about 24 hours. Checks are done before and after operations. And it's from the designated depot, then they develop a C of Q, certificate of quality, and that is when it now goes to trucking. Then the truck loads it, and for the trucks to do the loading, they have the truck loading programs which are vetted and declared. For this truck loading program, it has to verify a verified marketer, and they have to be licensed before it goes to the final filling station. Now, in all this I've explained, try to keep it as high level and concise as possible. The one that comes into NMPC is the mother vessel. After that, every person down the line is a marketer in one form or the other. They have to be licensed to pick the vessel, the products from the mother vessel. They have to be licensed to pick the product from the designated depot. They have to be licensed to pick it from the depot to the filling station. So in all these chains, if NMPC has done her job by bringing in the product, I use the word if, and the product is sitting out there in the mother vessel, that means there's a marketer that is licensed to go pick it up and take it to the designated depot. That means there is a marketer that is licensed to go pick it from the depot and take it to the for trucking. So in all this chain, there should be a form of monitoring. There are bodies responsible to monitor and ensure people are doing what they're supposed to do. So the if, like you said, are one. We have the products from NMPC, which from all we've heard, NMPC has not said she doesn't have product. Then it means a marketer somewhere down the line is not doing what he's supposed to do. For instance, if we do truck loading, if the truck loading is happening, one of the requirements will be the license will cover the retail outlet by speaking of this product, the truck information by speaking of this product, the destination of the product. So when that truck leaves the depot, it has to be monitored until it gets to the right gas station. So if it doesn't get to that gas station, then his license should be revoked. He should be sanctioned. If he picked it and he's supposed to arrive in 2 or 3 days, he doesn't arrive, then we should know what is delaying. Is it the bad roads? Is it that he's diverting it? So when the president said marketers should be sanction is with assumption that yes, we have this product, marketers are picking it as they should, but they are not, it is not showing up at the gas stations for our people to get the gas. Then something is wrong with the marketing.
Right. Now, Pangerson directed your call to the NMDPRA. With all of this process that you've, outlined in some detail, what is the NMDPRA's role in all of this, along this distribution chain? What exactly are their functions?
When you get from the mother vessel to the daughter vessel, clearance is supposed to be done by NMDPRA. In short, NMDPRA is involved all the way until it gets to the truck. So they do with other relevant authorities. They're the ones that issue the clearance. Then when you get to the designated depot, the short-term haulage is done by all relevant authorities, including NMDPRA. Developing the certificate of quality, NMDPRA is involved. So that means they are the main people with other constants in all these transactions in order to do the quality checks, in order to do the certifications, in order to clear the tankers to even leave. Because for instance, the tanker program, for instance, that I mentioned before, the top loading program, NMDPRA is involved in making sure that it is vetted and it is done rightly. So if NMDPRA sees anything that is not right, yes, they should go to call it. That is why it's directed to them. Yes, we have surveyors, we have other parties that join at different times to do the different checks, but in all, NMDPRA is constant all the way in the chain.
After the product, the petrol gets to the gas stations, the petrol stations, those NMDPRA have any role to play by the time the petrol hits the petrol stations?
Can you come back with your question?
The question is, by the time the petrol leaves the depots in tankers to the petrol stations, that journey to the petrol stations, and by the time the tanker or the petrol hits the petrol stations, does NMDPRA still have any roles to play?
Yes, they do. Remember, they are the midstream and downstream. So whatever happens in marketing, even up to they have an arm, they have a section that should also oversee that, not as directly as they would during the transshipment and other activities. Yes, they have a role to play.
So if any agency of government should be aware why there is a scarcity at this time or why there's a price hike at this time, it is the NMDPRA should know, am I right?
That's correct.
So has the NMDPRA given any reasons or proffered any explanations as to why there's a scarcity and an outrageous hike in price right now?
We're all Nigerians. I believe if there has been any official communication, you would have heard too, at least you are in the media. So we've not had any official statement given as to why we're having these scarcities. Yeah, we can speculate. There's a lot of tankers. Unfortunately, we are in a position where we are importing finished products. Nigeria should not be in that position. But then that's our reality today. We know what is happening around the world going on, the demands on all these vessels. So, of course, there are hikes on logistic costs. That should be expected if we plan for the future, if we think of things, or if we inculcate the habit of being real to ourselves. This might not be the end of it because things are not getting better. For instance, the mother vessel, the coastal vessels you need, none is manufactured in Nigeria. We don't own any. When I say own, we have to import or we have to buy them, we have to rent it. So whoever owns it will rather hire, rent it, lease it to a man that will pay higher than you are offering. So if you up your offer, that means your cost goes up. So naturally, if we are truthful to ourselves, we should have known that logistic costs will go up. I don't need NMDPRA to tell me that. If I listen to the news world over, I would know that would affect me. And that's why we call on Nigerians. We should not just be aloof. Things are happening around the world that have direct impact and effect on us. It's either today or tomorrow. When we begin to realize these things, we begin to ask questions. What is NMDPRA and even the government and NMDPRA doing to push in it? What if this the price logistic cost goes higher? We know the issue with the production in Russia. there will be high demand out there for finished products from other quarters.
Anita, please hold the thoughts. I must go for a commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Conversation will continue. Please stay with us.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And now, Hard Facts with Dio.
Hello and welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. Discussions continue. It's 29 going past 4 at the moment. And Pangasin has urged the federal government to revoke the licenses of marketers hoarding petrol. And of course, this call, and also Pangasin called on the NNDPRA to mobilize all their staff across the country to monitor compliance, stating that anyone found wanting should have their license revoked to serve as a deterrent. And part of Pangasin's statement goes, quote, even though we have some good marketers who tend to play by the rules, others who are overbearing have deployed methods of creating artificial scarcities in order to hike the price of the product uncontrollably, as the prices of the product now sells between 185 naira and 650 naira, depending on your location and outlet. From data available to us from our members, there is over 30 days PMS sufficiency in the country, hence there is no basis for the current scarcity and hardship that Nigerians are being subjected to. I'm asking you once again, do you suspect some conspiracy as far as the scarcity and the price hike of petrol in the country is concerned? But once again, joining me via phone for the conversation is Anietia Udon, PR of Pangasin. Anietia, you're welcome once again. Anietia, you're welcome back to the show.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for
Anietia,
having me again.
Yeah, before the break, you gave some detailed explanation as to the distribution channels, the distribution chain, if you will, and who is responsible for what. The NNPC is primarily responsible for bringing in imported petroleum products into the country. So if there's one agency or organization that should know how much petrol we have in the country at the moment, it is the NNPC, since once again they bring it in. You described how the NNDPRA is responsible for overseeing basically everything that happens after that, till the petrol gets to the filling stations, and everyone happens after that as well. They should be aware. They know what amount of petrol gets to the depots. They know what amount of petrol leaves the depots, in what tankers, what direction they're going, which stage filling stations they are going to, not just in River State, but all over the country as well. They have all of this information. Considering all that you've said thus far, what does Pangasin make of the federal government's efforts to resolve this problem, especially most recently with the setting up of a 14-man steering committee to look into the matter? And also bear in mind that the NNPC boss, Mele Kyari, was in Port Harcourt not long ago, where he famously said that there is no scarcity of PMS at the depots. I'm not sure what exactly that was supposed to mean anyway. But what do you make of all of these steps to resolve this matter? Once again, especially the setting up of the 40-man steering committee by the federal government.
If you allow me, I will speak as a Nigerian, I will speak as a native girl. And I will implore Nigerians, we need to really start asking questions, not just what we are told. We will look through it. Now, I'm worried. I'll tell you why I'm worried. There are two things that should ordinarily at high level be responsible. One, if we have products on ground to be distributed. Two, the products being distributed, are they really going the way they should go? Those are the two things that will disrupt or that will put us where we are. The Pangasin president said licenses should be withdrawn because the NNPC has told you, yes, we have products. There are products in the depot. What that means is that they brought in the product from they've imported the product through the mother vessels, and I explained before, from the mother vessels, the daughter vessels have picked it to the coastal depot. So when he says, when the NNPC boss says, yes, we have product at the depot, yes, that's what it means. Now, as a patriotic Nigerian, you will say, that should give you comfort. You should say it's true. Put it the other way. If I have a product and have marketed that to distribute it, and they're not doing it, or something is going wrong, and I am not talking. I am not punishing anybody, because I've not heard any of the marketers being their licenses being revoked or even calling them to question. Yes, a committee has been set up. This is me and yet you're thinking, do we really have enough products? Because NNPC should be calling people out. NNDPI should be calling people out. So yes, as a Nigerian, we should start asking that real question now, not because we are told. How many tankers have we gotten in? What is the quantity we really have on ground? Not telling me I have products. What is our requirement? And what do we have on ground? Somebody needs to tell us that. Then people lifting, are they really, then if we settle that, then we know we have products for real. The next thing is to ask, okay, who is lifting this product and where are they taking it to? What are the routes they're supposed to go to? Are they getting there? If that is happening, we should not be having this discussion. I'm worried that nobody is being called out. If you tell me you have products, okay, I agree. Someone is picking up the products, okay. But you know that the product is not getting to the end user, which it should be. Why are we not hearing someone being roasted? So you ask me that question, that's the answer I will give you. As a Nigerian, we should now start thinking outside the box and ask, doing critical thinking and even questioning the status quo, what we are told. Do we really have these things? Such that it's not just about setting committee and having jamboree. Some people, I can tell you, we don't need a committee. I'm sorry. This is a nitty. If we don't have, we don't have. We can't disclose what we don't have. If we don't. But if we have it, then we should know. We have channels already how this thing should go. Definitely, then we should know that somebody is not doing something. We don't need a committee to get that. But then, if that's the route we want to go, then it shouldn't be a long thing. It should not be hard to get the answers. And let's hope we'll get answers quickly. That will be my response to the setting up of committees and also to the efforts put into getting it, the situation resolved.
So talking about what could have gone wrong along the chain, like you said, Aniete, one wonders if it's so difficult or complex to unravel what may be going wrong with the system, or where along the chain, the distribution chain, something may have gone awry. Now, this was on our news, Nigerian First News yesterday, about petrol queues continuing in Port Harcourt over the weekend, with product selling between 270 and 300 naira per litre. As a matter of fact, as at today, it goes for about 400 naira per litre, or a little over 400 in some filling stations in Port Harcourt as of this morning. Now, a member of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, IPMAN, Mike Osatui, told our reporter that the price is likely to hit 400 naira. This was before today, by the way. This was on our news yesterday, remember? Because yesterday it was sold for about 300 naira. It was almost like Mike Osatui was prophesying yesterday, when Nigeria reported the price is likely to hit 400 naira per litre, because its members now buy products at 280 naira per litre at depots. And guess what? Today, it's selling for 400 naira per litre in filling stations in Port Harcourt. So, it's evident then that the depots are not selling at the price that they should be selling, allegedly at least, to the marketers. What could be responsible for this?
When you said he prophesied, it doesn't need to be a prophecy. And like I said, I will say it again, some of these things play out just before us. We refuse to see it. If things don't line up, then it's obvious it has to go wrong. So him telling you to get to 400 means there are some data, some parameter he has looked at, and if you trend it, then it will give you the answer. Is simple. Whether you accept it or not is one thing. Whether we lie about it is another thing. Now, first question is, do we even have money today as a country to purchase these products? Are we doing a form of swapping? What are the things we are doing? Because if I have money, now, this is me speculating, saying, I have money to go buy finished products. The man selling to me would not treat me the same way as someone that comes and doesn't have the cash, but they have something to offer me to get this product. Maybe it was really nice for me to start thinking. And in that situation, there would be implications cost-wise. So, yes, The thing is, things are going wrong. We don't really have a straight answer. I wish Pengerson as a body does, but it's time we started digging. And maybe we'll begin to really get answers. Even the committee that is formed, maybe we need to really begin to probe and know what it is. If we have difficulties as a country or as a people, then let's be clear about it. Let's all know. If Nigerians need to brace up for real, then we brace up. We know that this is our reality. But in bracing up, if there are things we need to fix in a short time, we know that, okay, if it's in 6 months, if it is in 1 year, if it is in 2 years, this is the clear path. It will be difficult now. It might even go higher. But when this, that, and the other is done, it will ease off. It will be easy. We will take it and we'll move on. It doesn't have to be like this. But when you don't have the right information, you don't have a clear path plan, what you are doing, you don't have something measurable that you can say when these contacts are put in place, it will happen. And nothing is really happening, in quotes. It makes it difficult for me to tell you exactly what the issue is or what the hope for tomorrow is. Because we need something measurable. We need clear paths. We need information to work with. So, as you are, we're all asking questions, and we are yet to get the right answer. As soon as we start getting the right answers, there will be a clear path. The real problem is not whether it is 400 or it goes to 500. The problem is, where are we headed? Even if it hits 500, okay, what are the plans we have in place? What are the real issues causing this? And what are the mitigations we are putting in place such that in X amount of time, these issues will reduce? If it doesn't go away totally, but we'll begin to see progress, the prices will begin to drop. If it is priced, the products will begin to be around for us to have. Because if we don't have answers to those, every other thing we are complaining about the price will just keep happening, and it will go for 400, it might climb higher than that. Even if it drops, it might not be sustainable. Because one thing is not just for it to drop, let it be sustainable. If I know it drops to 300 from 4, I know that the next thing it might go from 3 to 2. Now that is a path we are going. And I know that, okay, the day I see this and that put in place, accomplished, and the next thing I expect is that the prices will drop further. Those are the things we should put our energy to, asking questions, what are our forward plans? What are the things? What are the first? Because nobody seems to tell us what the real issue is. What is the real issue first? What are the mitigations we have? What do we require to put those mitigations in place? And what is the forward plan? Thank you, sorry.
Now, Anita, it's fine. Now, assuming, which, well, if antecedents of government or agencies of government in Nigeria, anything to go by, that may very well be the case. If there is no response to Pengerson's call for NNDPRA to do its job, and any marketer found wanting should have their license revoked, does Pengerson, what is Pengerson's next course of action? Do you have something lined up?
Pengerson's next call of action is clear. We have been trying. We are in a bad place already. We can't run away from it. We don't want to talk doom, but where Nigeria is and where Nigeria should be are miles apart. When that time comes, Pengerson will come together, we will have our usual meetings, and the call will be loud and clear. You would know. I can't start here to tell you this is what Pengerson would do. He would defeat the purpose. But we are hoping, because when these things happen, we don't want it to deteriorate. We don't want it to degenerate. So we'd rather not want to even talk about what if it doesn't work, because we believe it should work. We believe this cause people will hate. But of course, if for any reason it doesn't, we will come together, put heads together, and you, the media, would know, because of course, it's not that we like where we are or we like to talk the way we do, but it is. If it's what we have to do for things to get right, then we have to do it. But whatever we have to do, a price to be paid today or tomorrow to get better, and we should brace up for it, whichever way it goes.
Join the conversation right now. Lines open 0700-923-093 is the number to call. Also, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Via Facebook, George Endebo goes, I don't understand why the FGs just keep it mum while Nigerians are suffering. Fuel is a problem. Getting currency to spend and solve problems is a problem. Is Nigeria under a spell? Darcy Adigi goes, federal government will not revoke their licenses. They derive pleasure seeing the masses suffer. Stakeholders are quiet. A country where black markets have products to sell and filling stations will not have. Interesting indeed. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Please go on. Hard Facts, you're live on radio. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Yes. I actually reached your guest online.
Please go on to your comment or question.
Yes, my name is Boate Magnus, calling from Port Harcourt. I think it's a really pathetic situation we are in this country, that things are not working naturally the way we Nigerians want it. And you could trace that to the leadership of people who are saddled with the responsibility to do what they ought to do at every given point in time. Come back to River State, where all of us are in. You know, you see the governor of the state have not said anything, have not made any categorical statement about the hiking in fuel price or how the fuel is being hiked in the state. He has not said anything about it. And you see, every day people are complaining in the state. He hasn't said anything. Fuel meant for rivers would have been diverted to private depots. And yes, the governor could not say anything. Could it be that he's not aware of what is happening in the state, or he's aware and maybe he's getting something from it? So I think rivers are asking questions and nobody is giving them answers. It's really pathetic that we are in this country, especially here in rivers. I think the right thing that should be done is that those monkey hands that are inside this business, they should go off. If monkey hand is not off from the business, I don't think things can work very well in this country, especially here in rivers. But I'll advise them to actually work hard and see how they can be able to rectify the situation so that fuel will be dispensed as soon as possible to Nigerians, especially during the electionary period. It's very important. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great to have from you. We've got other comments over here. This one goes, Die, we need Isaac Newton and Michael Faraday to help us solve this petroleum equation in Nigeria. That's indeed. Well, let's get your take still. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is good, but I'll call you from Anthony.
Go ahead, please.
The issue of fuel we are having in this country. To me, I'm tired of it. And I think the best thing we need now is a long-lasting solution, not just a temporary one. Though I know we are going to provide this for now, but many times it takes them for them to provide us with no problem. But what I'm talking about is, now this is election time. Nigerians, you should wake up and say, look, if you're coming to rule this country, we don't need, like, don't come and tell us what you want to do. So, this is a manifesto. Don't manifest to me. Let it be that we the country, we the citizens, we to tell you what you do for us. Like, you have to agree with us. Refinery. How long are we going to start this? For how long now have we been improving? A country like us, no refinery. Let it be that if you're coming to rule as president, give you, let's say, 2 years' time for you to build refinery for us, and you will be the project supervisor, so that you not give us the excuse that, oh, okay, somebody have sabotaged your effort and the rest. And these 2 years, if you're not able to deliver this, you step out as the president, step away from the throne. Maybe the party that took second during the election should cover, and this is what it is. I'm tired of this. It's as if we are just joking. I don't know how we can handle this. Like, in my vicinity here, currently we are buying for 500 naira per liter. And I'm sure they have not, like, the marketers have not been to the solicitation so from this solid price. Which, I mean, if they do now, the price will increase more than this. So please, we are fed up of this. Let them not come and tell us rubbish again. We are tired of their campaign promises and failing. And at the end, look at what is happening. I'm talking to you in my area. No money. The POS went to Bori there. So there was no money for him. He came back and said, about 3 months I went to. They said no money. So how are we going to be buying and selling here? Is this the type of situation Buhari and the rest promised to put us in? Look at what we are facing. I mean, I'm very tired of this. If I have my power, I feel like wiping them out from this nation.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution as well. Once again, a few more comments. Dio, I thought the DSS issued an ultimatum to the petroleum marketers. And Nate, let me ask you about that. So sometime last year, I think it was December, I think, the DSS, the State Security Service, issued a 48-hour ultimatum to NNPC and the marketers. Did Pengerson hear about the ultimatum? Needless to say, nothing happened. Or is it that the DSS has forgotten about the ultimatum. And what does Pengasan make of that ultimatum?
Well, when it gets to some quarters, I would say we'll be careful for one to get out there. But the truth is, like the answer I gave you when it came to the committee setup, is the same way I felt when I saw an ultimatum. Something is going wrong. If you really want to know, find out what is going wrong. When giving the ultimatum, they didn't even tell us what the issue was and what the expectation is. They didn't just give something blanket. So if as a Nigerian, we expected something out of it, well, I don't know. As a person, I didn't. Because you don't just wake up, issue ultimatum, or actually specific things. What are the issues? What are you looking out for? What are the things put on ground? You also heard about ultimatum. And you know, Mr. Kaler, nothing happened and everybody's quiet. It's not about telling us stories. It's not about telling Nigerian things and make them happy, because it will just be a very short while. It's about being sincere about whatever we are doing. I don't need a 24-hour ultimatum. If someone can tell me that in 1 year, this is the problem and I will solve it in 1 year, I feel more comfortable, because that's a directive. There's a direction, rather. It means someone is sincere. There's something that's happening. And tell me, okay, within this 1 year, besides 3 months, I will do this. The next 3 months, I will do that. When this happens and that happens, then you expect the other thing to be in place. It becomes logical. You can measure it. After 3 months, if what was supposed to happen does not happen, I can question, why didn't this happen? Or better still, a responsible government would, or a responsible people rather, will come up and tell you, look, yes, we said in 3 months that this will happen. These are the efforts we put in making it happen. These were the setbacks we have. These are our recovery plan. It's no more 3 months, maybe now 4, or we will do. You know, we're interacting. Don't try to make me happy in a short time when you're not sincere about it. But put things the way they are. I may feel bad. I may not like it. But then, when I get over that feeling, I can work with you and try to make it really happen. If only people in position can realize this, try to be sincere with us Nigerians. We are patient people. We can even help the situation. Mm. But let us know what the real issues are. What are the sincere plans you have to get out of this mess? Then we will work with you and get out of it. Even if it's clips, we will all know it's clips. It's not about telling us you want to do something, but the real thing you are doing or you want to do is different. It's a matter of time. It's time you lie to your child. Take a look at his face, because he will believe you that first time.
Anetia, pardon me, but yes, I want to take a call right now. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
How are you today?
Very well. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Could you speak louder, please?
Okay. I believe the problem we're having in Nigeria are Nigerians. Because you will not tell me that this product is not available. Someone is responsible for bringing this product in. And at the same time, a group of persons are responsible for distributing this product. And if you want to claim, for example, if they claim they get a product at 280, but within 1 or 2 days, such product that you're supposed to sell at 300 or 320 will be selling at 430. Remember that you bought this at 30. I know that some persons bought at 180, but once they see change, some of them will even lock their stations and wait until this price goes up so that the ordinary citizen will suffer. So why are Nigerians like this? Why are we like this? That's my question, Dayo. Why are we like this? Are they not seeing this? Because they want to make their own profit. They are allowing their fellow Nigerians to suffer. This is very, very unfair, Dayo. This is very unfair.
Quite a stubborn indeed. Great to hear from you. Anetia, we have to wrap this up shortly. Finally, in about a minute, does Pengasan, or maybe you as an individual, Anetia, I mean, you're in the industry, that's why you're Pengasan PRO. Do you foresee any end to this very soon, in the short term, very quickly, please?
As a person, I don't see, until someone tells me what the real issue is, and also the plans, they have concrete plans to mitigate it, I don't see an end to it real soon. There might be some stop gaps here and there, but that is not a definition of an end. An end should be something sustainable, something that takes this off, and Nigerians would never have to come to this place again where it's reoccurring. Because this is not the first time, it's not the second time, and if it goes away today, doesn't mean it's at the end. So my answer to you, I don't see an end in any short time. There might be some results from all the efforts ongoing. We have the products, but is that sustainable? Would they take it to the next level? I don't see that. Until I see that, the answer is no.
Well, we had to wrap it up on that somewhat gloomy note. Well, but thanks for joining in. And thanks to my guest, Aniyete Udo, is PRO with Pangasin. Aniyete, many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I also implore us in the media, let's help us to get information. It really would help. And so that some right information, when it gets out there, to help both the government and the citizenry. Thank you very much.